but it came to me that there were several different characteristics that a successful reactor for the future must have. And they're very simple, very common sense. The first is that you have to have a reactor that uses its fuel efficiently enough that it's worthwhile developing it, that it's going to be the answer for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is that you better have a form of safety that doesn't rely on human operators, because we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is that you better have a form of the waste product that isn't so very long-lived, and that people just instinctively rebel against the thought of, that you've created something that's a danger for an unimaginably long time.
So who has a reactor that meets all that criteria?
Well, that was the Integral Fast Reactor project at Argonne that I led. That was what we were trying to do. And we had...
Why has it not been done, then?
We had... It's really rather simple. We had, for 10 years, we had a very successful project. It involved, developing the new fuel, developing the whole thing, the new fuel, the form of safety, a new process that would allow the fuel to be recycled without increasing the danger of proliferation from processing, and a shorter-lived waste product. We got a long way along all those paths.
So why isn't it currently the reactor being produced in use all over the world?
The whole thing was canceled precipitately in 1994. When the Clinton administration came in, it was announced in the State of the Union address that unnecessary programs are going to be canceled, and in particular any programs on advanced nuclear energy would be canceled. It took 2 years for them to be able to do that, because Congress, and a Democrat Congress, I might say, was supportive of the project for the reasons that you can imagine.
Yes.
But in the end, and the details of it are really kind of interesting for historical reasons. Put it this way, I have no illusions about the Integral Fast Reactor project being resurrected. That was then. The skilled people who were leading the various parts of it are now gone. The facilities that we used to do the development now scattered, gone, shut down, and so the principal purpose of us talking about it today is the lessons that are there, and to say the kinds of things that are possible, in fact, with nuclear that are not possible in present nuclear. And we went a long way toward showing what was possible. In the end, the politics ruled, and that was 10 years ago.
And it's remained that way ever since. Well, there have been, though, other administrations that would have been much more friendly to such a obviously important concept as a reactor that would efficiently burn, be economically feasible, and not produce waste. I mean, that's a big concept, Doctor. Why didn't, I don't know, the Reagan administration or one of the other...
Well, the Reagan... Let me try to describe that as objectively as I can. The Reagan administration was pro-nuclear
yes.
Power, but not wildly so. The budgets that they provided were probably 10 or 20% of what they'd been, 10 years before. And the prevailing mood in the country was still very much the anti-nuclear, in some sense, actually for large technologies, anti-technology. The Reagan administration had many different fish to fry, and they were supportive enough that I was able to get this program started in 1985, which in its way was a miracle, because a very large program is needed if you're going to be successful. And to be able to get that started in the mid-80s, I've always been thankful for.
But even after it was killed, I mean, now a lot of years have gone by, Doctor, and
yep.
other administrations have come and gone, and the energy crisis is very apparent today.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a way to have a safe, productive reactor, then why are we not doing it today?
Well, it should be done. There's no question in my mind that it should be done. And my point really was that we went far enough to show that it probably can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But when that was canceled in 94, I mean, just aside, it was canceled in September of 94. 2 months later, the Republicans swept the power in both houses, and there's no question they would have supported it to completion, which would have taken another 2 or 3 years. There were plenty of Democrats, though, that supported us in Congress, obviously, because we'd had Democrat Congresses through the 10 years of it. But then in the remaining years of the Clinton administration, and that runs us right through to the year 2000, there was no advanced reactor work being done at all. And then in the present administration, some advanced reactor studies are being done, but again, in my view, they're not well directed. So I recognize I'll get an argument with the people that support those programs.
Probably.
But I, my argument is an extremely simple one. Unless you can develop a form of electrical power that has essentially infinite fuel, nuclear is a very difficult technology, and it probably isn't worthwhile unless it can take a very large portion of the nation and the world's energy needs, service those needs.